Folks, do you sometimes feel as though life is passing you by? Do you feel as though that time is going past quicker and quicker, faster and faster? The older you get, the more precious time becomes. But did you know there could be a scientific reason for all of this? Why? Well, guess what? Scientists say that the Earth is actually spinning faster. Scientists say that climate change, seismic activity, and the, whatever this is, the Chandler wobble, we'll find out what that is in a minute, could all be to blame. We have lost 1.59 milliseconds, shaved off our planet's shortest day ever back in June. To try and explain it all is Dr. Carl Krasniqi, the author of Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science and many, many, many other books. And he joins me live from Tasmania. Good morning. Whereabouts in Tassie are you? Or is it a secret?
We've been cruising around Tasmania, introducing National Science Week. It's a good thing to do this here in Tasmania because Tasmania has the lowest literacy and numeracy of any state in Australia.
Why is that?
I am not responsible for the decisions of various state governments.
Well, maybe it's something we can talk to Jackie Lambie about down the track, but that is fascinating. Tasmania has the lowest rates of literacy and numeracy of any state or territory in Australia. We'll find out why. But listen, it's great that you're in Tasmania, but I wanted to talk to you. I feel sometimes that life is passing me by and now there's a scientific reason. Can you explain?
Well, we'll assume that the day is 24 hours long. It's not really. It's 23 hours, 56 minutes and 4.0192 seconds. But let's just, to make it
round
easy,
it
let's just say it's 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay, so that's 86,400 seconds.
Yes.
And we've been measuring the time extremely accurately. So there's two ways to sort of do this measurement. One is to, you can just sort of look at when the sun is directly overhead, and you'll call that, you know, midday to midday to midday. But the way we do that in a better way is we've got all of these radio telescopes staring out at the very, very distant stars. And so that way we can actually measure how fast the Earth is spinning.
Yes.
So we've got a very, very accurate measure of that.
Yes.
And then we've got all of these atomic clocks. There's about 400 of these atomic clocks. They're hooked together into a grid. And what they're doing is ticking away the seconds, and that gives us an absolute measure. And we're finding that while they're the same, the Earth sometimes speeds up its rotation and slows down. So overall, the trend has been that the Earth has been slowing its rotation. So way back, 1.25 billion years ago, 1.4 billion years ago, way back then, the day was about 18 and a bit hours long.
And really?
When the dinosaurs,
is that true?
When a dinosaur started up, it was about 23 and a half hours long.
Yeah.
And the reason that the Earth is slowing down is because the moon has gravity.
Yes.
And the Earth is spinning really quickly. The moon is spinning quite slowly. But the moon sucks up a bulge of Earth and water, you know, maybe half a meter high. The moon sucks up this bulge. And then the Earth spins, and the bulge is going to drop down, but it doesn't drop down straight away. So directly underneath the moon, there's this bulge, and then the bulge moves on as the Earth rotates, and then the moon pulls on this bulge, and it tries to slow down the Earth. And so that's the main reason. We call it a tidal force, not necessarily related to the tides in the ocean, but more the tide of the land actually bulging. But then we've been measuring since the 1890s, and the length of the day varies. Like, I'll give you one example.
Yeah.
Think about the Andes mountain chain, South America, 9,000 kilometers long, about a quarter of the way around the Earth from the equator to the pole, right? A quarter of the way around the Earth. And with an average height of over 4 kilometers.
Wow.
And 40 peaks, 40 of them, over 6 kilometers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this giant sail. So the this chain of mountains runs north-south, but the Earth and the wind currents are spinning in the east to west direction sort of thingy. And so depending on whether you've got a high pressure or low pressure system on one side of the Andes or the other, it'll speed up or slow the Earth down by
microseconds. It's a large geographical spinnaker.
Yeah.
And it's so a sail. Exactly. I get it.
Yeah. But that's in the order of microseconds, a millionth of a second.
Sure.
But what we're measuring is that the Earth has suddenly started spinning faster. Beginning around 2020, we started seeing it happen. And in 2021, we had 28 of the shortest days ever recorded in 2021.
Yeah.
And it does seem we're getting pretty confident that this is a long-term trend, but we're not entirely sure why, because there's a whole bunch of things that can be involved. If the Earth was just a solid, spherical, rigid ball of steel, which is not, and if it was just spinning by itself in space, the day wouldn't vary at all. But then you've got the Moon, which is doing the long-term slowing down, but then the Earth itself has got 5,000 trillion tons of atmosphere, which, as we pointed out, can be involved with the winds and the Andes and speeding it up and slowing it down a bit.
Yeah.
And when you get a high-pressure system, you've got more air molecules in one spot than when you have a low-pressure system. So that also affects the spin of the Earth, because think about the ice skater at the Olympics.
Yes.
They're spinning on one leg, and then they're going fairly slowly, and they bring their fists close to the spin axis, to the center line of their body, and then they speed up. In physics terms, this is called conservation of angular momentum. Those of us who are not professional skaters can do it on an office chair. Mm-hmm. So grab some little weights and hold them in your hands, and sit on an office chair with your arms out, and then get somebody to spin you, and then after a while you'll begin to slow down, but get somebody to spin you, and then bring your hands and the weights close into your spin axis of your body, and blow me down, you start to go faster. You can actually see it. And this might be a factor with the wind.
Yeah.
Then also with the ocean. You see, the surface of the Earth is not this smooth, solid ball, but rather it's a sort of a solid crust about 6 to 60 kilometres thick. It's messy, it's bumpy, it's got mountains, it's 70% water, and even the oceans are not flat. And so you remember back in, there were massive rains about 5 years ago when the Brisbane River first flooded for the first time in a really big way.
Yeah.
Well, there was a pool of hot water in the Indian Ocean up near the top left-hand corner of Australia.
Yes.
And it was evaporating so much water that the level of the Indian Ocean over an area of maybe 1,000 kilometres across dropped by 1 metre. And, of course, water would flow in and make it even again, but it couldn't do it immediately in the same way that when you pull the plug on a bathtub of water, the water will flow out, but it can't do it straight away.
No.
And so the ocean is bumpy, the land is bumpy.
Yeah.
So the tectonic plates are moving at about 5 to 10 centimetres a year, roughly the rates you grow it, so your fingernails grow, so that's another factor. And then underneath you've got the molten, gloopy mantle underneath the crust, which goes halfway down to the centre of the Earth, and that's got different densities, and that's all moving thanks to the heat from the radioactive decay of uranium, potassium and thorium in the centre of the Earth. And then inside that, beginning halfway to the centre of the Earth, is a ball of liquid iron, which is a bit bumpy here and there and spinning. And then inside that is a ball of solid iron. So the scientists say we know for sure that the Earth has started speeding up.
Yeah.
But we there's a whole bunch of factors. Just give us another couple of years for us to tease it out. I think there's a reasonable chance it could be climate change with the ice above sea level melting and going down to sea level. You've got all that ice in Greenland and Antarctica. But that's looking like a prime candidate, but at this stage the scientists are saying we're not going to give our definite answer as to what we reckon it is, because we don't have one yet,
but watch this space, and it will happen sooner than later because time is ticking away. There we go. We lost it was 1.59 milliseconds shaved off the usual 24-hour spin back in June 29. And that's why. Dr. Carl, always fascinating. No wonder I feel tired all the time. Time's getting shorter.
Yeah, but on the other hand, midnight gets sooner, so you have to go to bed 1.59 milliseconds earlier.
Thank you for that, Dr. Carl. I'll try and remember.
Thank you so much, Dr. Luke.